joining us right now, Ryan Fowler of BleacherReport.com and Examiner.com, a Missouri Tiger specialist. And, Ryan, I just got to ask you right off the bat, one of the things that Missouri Tiger fans are looking at most closely and that you've written a terrific column on is the quarterback situation at Mizzou. How are you, Ryan?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, it's our pleasure. And, of course, Blaine Gabbert, all eyes are going to be on Blaine Gabbert. And, Blaine Gabbert's not the only guy that Missouri Tiger fans might see in the event that he gets injured or something like that. There's obviously Jimmy Costello, Ashton Glazer, and Blaine Dalton. But with Chase Daniel having manned the fort at the quarterback position, I don't know about you, Ryan, but it's going to be real interesting to see how Blaine Gabbert does as he takes over the Tigers here as training camp has already started yesterday.
Yeah, it should be. Before we get too far into this, we should mention that Gabbert still hasn't been named the quarterback yet.
That's true.
In his 9 seasons in Columbia, Gary Finkel has had a mantra of not naming starters too far in advance in favor of generating some friendly competition in preseason camp. So it should be interesting. Now, does that mean that Gabbert's not going to be the starting quarterback come September 5th? No. But it should be interesting to see what happens over the course of preseason camp and how he develops. And it should be fun to watch.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Another position would be fun to watch, wide receiver position with Jeremy Macklin, obviously signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. And Alexander's been looking really good, but there's going to be a spot for guys like West Camp and Rolandus Woodless and a number of other guys at the wide receiver position to step up. Even Jared Perry, who played well last year, several guys to step up and make more of an impact this fall than they have in the past.
Yeah, you mentioned Alexander and Perry, two guys that are kind of an enigma going into the season. Alexander is a senior, and as is Perry, but both guys have had some issues with injuries. Alexander had two separate surgeries on his knee, actually, to repair a ligament that was torn on two separate occasions. Perry is another guy that is expected to be a major player in the offense this season, but he's set out all spring with a shoulder ailment, so like you said, some young guys are going to have to pick up the slack a little bit during the course of the season. Camp is a guy who originally committed to Wisconsin, but rescinded that offer and came to Missouri instead. He's a big guy, 6'4", 220 pounds, and then you have a guy like Terrell Jackson, who's a true sophomore, who played sparingly in 2008 as a freshman, but he's kind of out of the same mold as a Macklin, kind of do-it-all guy, can return kicks, win reverses, so he'll be a guy to watch as well.
We're speaking with Ryan Fowler of Examiner.com, and Ryan, we just had Pat Fitzgerald from the Northwestern Wildcats on the program, and we talked about that Alamo Bowl where the Tigers had just 311 yards of total offense, and that's with Chase Daniel and Jeremy Macklin and Chase Kaufman and all those guys. I mean, is there a lot of concern that this offense is going to be a little bit suspect, to say the least?
No, certainly. And it comes down to, you guys, what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to place a lot of focus on the running game for at least the first couple games of the season until Gabbert kind of gets acclimated to the offense. And that means a steady diet of Derek Washington at tailback. Most people don't know he played with a knee problem, a cyst in his knee for 3/4 of the season last year and still gained over 1,000 yards and was one of the top scorers in the nation. So he's going to have to pick up the slack until Gabbert kind of gets settled in. And it also goes for Devion Moore, who's a sophomore from St. Louis at Hazelwood Central High School. He'll factor into the rotation as well. And it's no secret that they're going to have to run the ball a lot more than they probably did last year. They ran the ball, I think it was 418 times last year versus 565 passes. So it's probably going to have to change a little bit this year, at least early on. So we'll see what happens.
If you had to pick one player over the other as far as the most important element of this offense going into the 2009 season, who do you go with, Washington or Gabbert?
I have to say Gabbert, only because it's the most important position on the whole entire team. Now, it's not to say that Washington's not going to figure prominently in this offense this year, but just from the aspect of Gabbert being this highly touted recruit from St. Louis and expected to be the next big thing under center in Columbia, I think you have to go with him.
And, of course, all eyes are going to be on the defense, Ryan, and obviously there's been a change at the defensive coordinator position with Coach Steckel taking over, and ironically, I mean, as bad as the defense was in 2008, they still had some guys drafted and things like that. So, in my opinion, the defense in 2008 underperformed. I'm certain you're one of many Missouri fans who certainly hopes that the new defensive coordinator and some of the new blood on defense leads to a much more productive defense in 2009.
Yeah, definitely. I've had this conversation with a lot of people who have said that the defense should be actually worse than it was in 08, but I just don't see it. There's a lot of new blood on the defense this year, but that doesn't mean they can't be better than they were last year. It certainly can't get any worse. They were dead last in the Big 12 last year in passing defense. I think they allowed 286 yards per game. So I expect that to get better, even though they lost guys like William Moore, who was never 100% health last year. And then you have Justin Garrett, a fellow safety who also left, and Cassian Bridges, a cornerback, who is suspect at best, a corner. He had a lot of new guys. Kenzie Jackson, the true sophomore, played in a handful of games last season. He's back. He appears to be kind of the heir apparent to Moore. He had some veteran guys who also be at safety. Artie Ricks, a guy from Hazelwood East in St. Louis, he returns for his final season. Then you have some JUCO transfers at safety as well. Jasper Simmons and Jarrell Harrison will be back there too as well. Two athletic guys bring some size and some nasty to the backside of the defense. And then on the corner, you have guys like Carl Geddes, who is one of the leaders of the defense. He's a junior. He returns. But overall, guys, there's reason to believe that the defense will be better than it was last year. Coach Pinkel has said repeatedly over the offseason this is probably as fast and athletic as the defense he's had in his 9 seasons at Mizzou. So they should be fun to watch. Now, that's not going to mean that they're not going to have their struggles. They might go through some rough patches as they try to adjust to the new scheme of 4-3 defense versus the untraditional 4-2-5 they ran for much of last year. But I think if the season goes on, you'll see some improvement. You'll see some of that talent shine through.
And last question for you, Ryan. We got about 20-25 seconds left before the commercial, and that is, your prediction over the 12-game season, what is your prediction as far as the Tigers' record and what might be a key to it? Obviously, one big factor, Oklahoma's not on the regular season schedule.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I have to say that 7 wins is a definite possibility. Anything over 8 wins has to be seen as a huge accomplishment, given all the youth on this team. Obviously, a big game right off the bat in St. Louis at the Dome against Illinois should be a good test. And then at Reno to play Nevada, a team Mizzou beat by 52 points last season. That probably won't happen again. But you got that game. That's on a Friday night. Nebraska on a Thursday night, nationally televised. That should be fun to watch, too. And then games like in Columbia versus Texas and at Oklahoma State in Stillwater should be another great game. But I see anywhere from 7 to possibly even 9 wins if things fall in place between the defense improving as the season goes along and Gabbert maturing as the offense kind of settles in a little bit.
Sounds great. Ryan Fowler of Examiner.com, BleacherReport.com, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
Thank you very much, Ryan.